appointed
oh my God,
to do this.
Okay.
But today we're just getting... I just came in today to get set up here. And part of the process of getting setting up is getting used to talking to some people that are coming in from out of the street. So, Andrew.
Okay, sure.
Let's see if we can hear you here. Go ahead and talk and we can make sure.
Okay, so I'm from Ohio and I lived in New York for 30 years now.
Oh, okay, 30 years. So you've been here about... well, where's your? I've heard you went on this great trip, though. This is what we'll start off with the obvious.
Exactly. I'm just back from New Orleans, doing some volunteer work with Post Katrina. It's organized by Fordham Law School, where I work, and there's a group called Student Hurricane Network, which is a nationwide group who does lots of different projects to assist those who endured. The catastrophe of Katrina, and we were a group of approximately 20-something Fordham Law students who went down for spring break at the law school and worked on probably 10 different projects in the greater New Orleans area, and one day a group of us even went to Biloxi, Mississippi, which was hit even harder than New Orleans. And
now, the kind of projects that you're doing are legal related, like people...
Not necessarily.
No?
Some of them were. We were... My particular group was called the FEMA Trailer Group because we were going out to trailer parks where people, 2+ years later, are still living in temporary housing provided by FEMA. And they are about... to be kicked out of that housing, mm-hmm. whether they have someplace to go or not. And we were doing interviewing with those residents to find out where they were in their stage of securing more permanent housing or moving to at least another temporary location that was secure for them.
So finding forms and helping them to with some of the paperwork.
Some of the paperwork, answering their questions, and finding out who we could refer them to, who mm-hmm. is the expert on whatever their situation is, and get them to the next step.
Mm, right.
We were also, our particular group was finding those who are eligible for this economic stimulus plan that is issuing checks to taxpayers. There's a particular group who lives on Social Security or disability or veterans benefits that no longer files income tax. They're not required to because of their low level of income. And if they don't file this form, they will not receive the $300 check to which they are entitled. So we were checking out that people in the neighborhood knew about this.
So they could potentially file, not have to pay any taxes, but then still get the
they would get
stimulus.
Yes, well, they would get a check for $300 mm-hmm. As opposed to $600, which is the typical when you're filing your own income tax.
Do you find that they have a lot of sort of fears about getting back into the system that way, or if they haven't been filing, getting audited?
Not those that I spoke to, not at all. They were very grateful for our knocking on the door and trying to be of assistance. Many of them do have some resentment toward the government and toward FEMA, who have been very slow and very problematic in delivering their aid. And there were a number of other projects, too. Some were law-related, where students were doing research on particular issues or cases, and others were not law-related at all. Some were organized by Habitat for Humanity and going to work on sites that were being fixed up, cleaned up, and were working on a house that needed a new coat of paint or a new floor or new windows or whatever. And all kinds of other projects as well.
A lot of little things that maybe don't fall under a larger sort of project where there's little bits and pieces that tend to forget about.
Yeah. That's right. But very needed all the same, because while these people are trying to get back to their stable housing, permanent housing, you know, they have to go about their daily business of living their life, working their full-time job, sometimes two full-time jobs, because this is the lowest income bracket that there is in New Orleans, and that those that need the most aid, and they are having the hardest time to access it and receive it. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
We were there for a week, Saturday to Saturday, and we worked Monday through Friday, and we were just one group of hundreds of law students. There was probably, I don't know, 200 or 300 during this particular week organized by Tulane Law School and other law schools, because they have spring breaks at various times, will be going in the following week. So this will be continually happening with other projects, or taking a project to the next step for the next 4 weeks or so.
Okay. Is this something that you plan to do next year too, or is there an ongoing?
Well, I'll be glad to do it. I hope that it's not needed, but yeah. I expect that it will be.
At this point, are there any need for new people coming in that want to be interested in joining in?
All they need to do is a Google Student Hurricane Network, and they can probably find a chapter that's in their community and start volunteering with it, because it doesn't only happen for law students during spring break. It's an ongoing effort that can always use more hands and more volunteers.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Great.
And
what a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right,
nice to meet you.
Take care.